This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So you were talking about workplaces, you know, these days being defined by an always-on culture. So today we're looking at why sustained performance in the workplace depends on protecting your own well-being and knowing where to slow down.
We are talking to the founder and CEO of NSP Occupational Therapy Services, Nonhlanhla Mbokane, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing? Hello? Nonhlanhla?
Good morning. Good morning, how are you?
Great, we well. Thank you for joining us. Are you good?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
No, we are great. The conversation we're looking at this morning, let's start with looking at why organizations continue to equate constant availability with speed, with true productivity.
Well, so because availability and speed is measurable.
Mm.
It is tangible and it is easily checked. You know, where is the problem then becomes that availability and speed does not necessarily equate productivity.
Mm-hmm.
You can have people on time, you can have people looking busy, you can have people working fast, but in actual fact, they're not being efficient, you know, because you just see them and you just see them completing their tasks. But the real question is, are they being efficient in what they're doing? In their task completion, is it quality that they are producing, which becomes a problem?
Mm. So, Nonhlanhla, let's look at a situation where rest is treated as something that must be earned. So what happens? I mean, let's look at employees and organizations. What happens there?
Well, that it shifts the rest from a biological necessity, you know, where a body is supposed to have rest at constant times, into it being fundamentally altering human psychology. You are basically teaching your brain that it only functions best under pressure than when it rests. So your brain then ceases to function optimally or at its best when you have ample time to perform a task. And then you basically tie worth to output, then overexerting yourself before you can take a break, leading to burnout. You know, over time, this chronic stress that you're working under, it elevates the risk. Physical risk of illness to you, to your body, and increasing anxiety to yourself as well. And then your nervous system eventually totally shuts down because you're always on a high, you're always exerting yourself, and you think that I need to do this task, I need to finish this task before I can actually rest. At some point, I actually attended therapy myself, and my psychologist told me that, you know what, Nonhlanhla, you cannot take rest as something that you need to earn. You need to rest. Your body needs to rest. When you come to the end of your work day, you tell yourself that now I need to rest. You don't need to keep on functioning at a high to think that, to actually tell your brain that, you know, I need to function high at a high speed to finish however many tasks and then rest. Then your body does not learn that it actually must rest.
Mm. But then, you know, how can slowing down actually improve our clarity and decision making and the long term performance?
So when you slow down, you pace yourself. You know, when you work,
yeah.
You train your mind that it can think at a slow pace, and you drop from a high state mm-hmm. of stress into a relaxed focus. And pausing in whatever task that you are doing, it allows you to shift from fast, reactive thinking to slow, analytical thinking, helping you to avoid costly mistakes. Because when you work under stress all the time, it is easy to make mistakes. But when you when you have a task to do, mm-hmm. and you sit and you first plan what you need to do. Like how, I would actually make an example with you guys, because before you get on air, you work on a five-paced environment, on a time-paced environment,
mm-hmm.
and you need to plan your task before you get into work, so that when you are at work, you don't have to now start thinking fast on your feet
mm.
to be able to make sure that everything you do is done properly. So it's easy for you to have everything that you do written down, planned accordingly, so that when you execute these tasks, you don't have to now overexert your brain.
Yes.
So then it gives you a deliberate pause while you are working. And this pause leads to choices backed by logic rather than stress. So in whatever you do, you think logically. You don't necessarily stress about whatever outcome that you need to do.
No, that is true in terms of what you're sharing. And we hope that, you know, organizations will relook their culture in order to benefit both the organization and the employees as well. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you coming through, sharing your insights. That's founder and CEO of NSP Occupational Therapy Services, Nonhlanhla Mbokane.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.